Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Prescribed burns. I'm Julia Van Houten. As the holiday season descends upon us, so too does the season of prescribed burns. It is at this time of year that conditions are optimal for prescribed burns. Most, if not all, vegetation has died and dried out. The burn ban has been lifted due to recent rains, and weather conditions are more favorable for controlled burns, not too hot and often not too cold. A prescribed burn is an intentional fire that is set on a parcel of land, in our case that is established native prairie, as a form of management that seeks to remove old vegetation, invasive or non-native species, and make room for new growth while ensuring the nutrients are returned to the soil. Burning is the preferred method of managing established prairies because it mimics natural conditions. Iowa was, historically, mainly covered with tall grass prairie, and wildfire was a natural part of our region's ecosystem. So much so that our native species greatly benefit from an occasional burn, which can open seed pods and allow for more native biodiversity. Currently, sites like Nahant Marsh, Wapsie River Center, and even the city of Davenport have been and will continue to be using prescribed burns to manage the established prairie in the area until completion or snowfall. While you may likely see prescribed burns happen every year, sites are rotated and are only burned once every 2 to 3 years to mimic naturally occurring wildfire events. This also provides the opportunity for animals to encounter a diverse range of habitats while still providing places to bed down and hide in. We have to remember that tall grass prairie is an integral part of environmental restoration, as most of it has been destroyed due to urban sprawl and agricultural needs. It is also so much more valuable to our communities compared to lawns because of the services they provide, such as naturally supporting our local animals, recharging groundwater and preventing disastrous flooding, and creating a beautiful natural place for us to enjoy.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.